you spend a lot of time on I-5 during peak times when you're driving, you've probably seen it all. You spend a lot more time in your car getting from point A to point B than you used to. The trip from Everett to Seattle takes nearly 20 minutes more today than it did just 3 years ago. That's according to a recent study from the state. It's not all bad news. Packed highways means the state's economy is booming. But how does the state plan to ease all that congestion? Transportation Secretary Lynn Peterson told me that solutions are less obvious than you might think.
You don't just add a lane to a roadway. Adding a lane to a roadway helps with certain times of the day, but then doesn't help with all different types of commutes. It certainly doesn't help with folks who need to get to downtown and have high parking costs, right? So we tend to look at things that will help within the entire system. How can we help the transit get to downtown faster? How can we make sure that it's a safe commute for everybody? Because every time there's a collision, right, there's a delay. So we are looking at it from all the different perspectives of how do we make sure that we keep the existing system moving as smoothly as we possibly can, promote as many different ways to get to where people want to go, and then really talk about how we manage demand in terms of transportation as a utility. If you want to use it, there is a cost to using it.
There's always the call for more options when you're traveling. And you mentioned mass transit, buses. But buses get stuck in that same traffic. At the state level, what can you do as a transportation secretary to make sure that buses can get in the fast lane?
Well, we certainly work with folks like Metro to be able to design the roads so that there is some priority treatment for transit. The transit allows us to move more people within a corridor. And so if we give them priority in some way, whether that's signalization priority or whether that is a dedicated lane or a dedicated lane at certain times of the day, there's a lot of arterials within the region that are actually state-owned facilities that we've worked to make sure that they have that ability to do that.
And is that achieving results? Are we seeing the buses moving faster because of those changes?
Yes. I mean, when you look at Rapid Ride, right, we actually see that kind of improvement, or HOV lanes for express buses.
Now, Community Transit wants you with the Department of Transportation to make carpool lanes on I-5 only accessible to three or more passengers, so that if it's just two of you, you couldn't get into that faster carpool lane. What do you think about that idea?
Well, we certainly looked at that and have started talking about that on I-405 because our standards for performance of that HOV lane have been pushing the limit and going over that too many times that we feel like, okay, we need to have that conversation. And certainly when we meet that threshold of performance, we will look at those options.
But we're not quite there yet?
Probably, and we can certainly have a conversation with them, but we haven't been specifically looking at that.
Now, there's a new toll plan for the I-405 carpool lane, I understand, between Linwood and Bellevue that joins tolls on other highways and bridges. Where's tolling going to fit in the future of the state highway system? We talked about usage. That's certainly one way to impose usage by a fee on a particular road.
Mm-hmm. So right now, the tolling policy in the state has been basically when we have a funding gap for a specific project like Tacoma Narrows Bridge, that tolling has been an option to help fill in that gap. So the folks that use the bridge can help fund that portion of the project. In the future, there's a wide range of use of tolls, and one of them is to pay for a specific project. One is to pay for the maintenance and preservation of that segment of roadway or that bridge. And the third is to manage demand. And as we are more congested in the region, all three of those uses will probably come into play with tolls.
There's a real interesting tolling project going on now. I think it's on Highway 167, where at different times of the day, you pay a different amount if you'd like to just pay to get in to the carpool lane. Mm-hmm. You could be a single driver, but you could pay X amount of money when you go over into that carpool lane. How's that working out? What's the state learning about that method of trying to get maximum use out of the roads?
That it's working. We're getting good performance. And if all of those folks were to, if we were just to make it all general purpose lanes, we would actually see a significantly more congestion. So it's helping with the overall performance of the system. I think that as we move forward, you know, we're going to have to just analyze each segment, each roadway, because each one performs differently.
Yeah, and I've noticed on 520, it costs a different amount of money to cross that bridge depending on what time of day it is. Mm-hmm. So you've got that same kind of pricing depending on demand.
Because we're trying to make sure that we maintain a certain performance so that if you pay, you know that you're going to have a good performance and you'll be able to reduce your delay.
You know, there was all this fear when the toll bridge went on 520. Everybody's going to go over and clog up I-90. What's been the experience? What's happened?
Well, I think that whenever you introduce a new element to the transportation system, whether you increase capacity here or decrease it over here, there is a time period in which people are trying to figure out which route will maximize or minimize their travel time. And there's always kind of chaos. In fact, chaos theory applies to a lot of transportation in those time periods when there's a transition. And I think what we've seen is a leveling off as people understand, okay, if I take I-90, it's going to cost me this much in time. But if I take 520, it's going to cost me a little out-of-pocket money, but I'm going to have less delay. So there's costs, right, in terms of out-of-pocket and time. And people are weighing those, and that's coming to more of a stable type of environment for the transportation system.
That's Lynn Peterson, Washington State's Secretary of Transportation. This week, Governor Inslee is rolling out his various budgets for the big spending items, one of which is a transportation package. We're going to be hearing more about that later this week. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.